The reading is Mark 4, verses 1 to 20. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they didn't bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you for the reading. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we stand before you. Please speak to us and give us ears to hear your words. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Countless radio signals fill the air around us now. Music, news, and voices are all being broadcast at this very moment. Yet, we hear none of them unless we tuned in to the right frequency. The message is there, but it only becomes clear when the receiver is open and tuned correctly. And God's word works in the same way. Every time the scripture is read and preached, the voice of the King is going out. But only those whose hearts are open and tuned to him can truly hear. Some hear his word and are changed forever. And others hear the same message, but walk away untouched. The difference is not in the message, but in the hearing. From the very beginning, Mark's gospel gives us a clear notice. The coming of the King brings both salvation and judgment. In Mark chapter 1, verse 2, we read prophecies from Isaiah and Malachi. Isaiah prophesied that the God's promised King would bring salvation, and proclaiming good news to the spiritual poor and freedom to the captives. At the same time, Malachi warned the king brings judgment on the proud and unrepentant. Right from the beginning, Mark tells us the king has come and his word will divide hearts. Some will be hardened, others transformed. Some condemned, others redeemed. This is why Jesus teaches in parables. The parables are not mere stories. They are the king's declarations, fulfilling what God promised through the prophets. They reveal the secrets of the kingdom to those whose hearts are open and conceal them from those whose hearts are closed. The word of king comes as both salvation and judgment, dividing and transforming all who hear it. Today, Jesus calls us to examine how we hear his word. He tells us the way we listen to the king's word reveals whether we truly belong to his eternal family. After the religious leaders plot to kill Jesus and accuse him being Satan, and Jesus defined his true family. In Mark chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." And according to John chapter 6, verse 39 to 40, the will of God is very clear. Everyone who looks to Jesus and believes in him will have eternal life. Now in today's passage, Jesus teaches us how to do that practically, how to look to him and believe in him. It begins with hearing his word, not just with our ears, but in our hearts, and obeying it. Looking to Jesus and believing in him means, in this passage, listening to him and responding with obedience. So Jesus shows how vital it is to hear his word deeply, because only those who truly hear and obey can belong to his eternal family and help advance his kingdom. So today, I got two things to look at. First, Jesus teaches about his kingdom in parables. Second one, question: are you hearing the king's word? So first, Jesus teaches about his kingdom in parables. Everywhere Jesus goes, the crowds gather. People come from every town and village, desperate, hopeful, and longing for healing, miracles, and relief from suffering. They press in so tightly, Jesus has to step in a boat and teach them from the sea. The scene is electric. The sick are reaching out, and parents are pushing forward, holding their children. And everyone wants something from Jesus. But notice this, as the crowds grow, Jesus' message changes. He begins to teach them in parables. Now you might ask, what's a parable? Isn't it just a story? Well, a parable is more than a story. It's not simply an illustration. Illustration is like a window. It lets light in so that we can see truth more clearly. But a parable does something deep. It not only reveals truth, it tests hearts. It separates those who truly want to follow God from those who only want his benefits. It reveals truth to the humble and conceals it from the proud. In other words, a parable is not just a teaching tool. It is a spiritual test. It exposes the condition of the heart. Mark tells us in verse 10 to 11, when he was alone, the 12 and others around him asked him about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those who on the outside, everything is said in parables." Do you see the contrast? The secret of the kingdom, understanding who Jesus is and what his kingdom means, has been given to his people. It isn't earned or figured out by intelligence or curiosity. It is given. It is a gift. Understanding the word of God is an act of sovereign grace, free gift. No one becomes spiritually alive because they are clever, educated, or emotionally sensitive. People come to understand the truth because the Spirit of God opens their hearts. And Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, he will testify about me. It is the Spirit who bears witness to Christ in the heart of his people. Without the Spirit's testimony, words of Jesus just sounds in the air. But when the Spirit works, those same words become life and truth. Paul says plainly in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So Jesus speaks in parables to expose what's in the heart. For some, the parable becomes a doorway to grace. For others, it becomes a closed gate, a mystery they cannot enter. Now look at verse 12. Jesus quotes Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. They may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. When Jesus quotes Isaiah, he is reminding his listeners of what happened long ago. God sent Isaiah to preach his word to Israelites that wouldn't hear, wouldn't listen. Isaiah's ministry would be marked not by revival, but by rejection. Most hearts would remain hard, eyes blind, ears deaf. Only a small remnant, a humble few, would hear, believe, and be saved. And now that prophecy is being fulfilled in Jesus. The servant king stands among his people, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Yet many turn away. They love the miracles, but not the message. They want healing, but not holiness. Just as in the Isaiah's day, God's word divides. He softens some hearts and hardens others. The same sunlight that melts wax also hardens clay. The same word that brings one sinner to repentance leaves another unmoved. The problem is not in the word, but in the heart. The word of God is perfect, powerful, living, and active. But the heart of man is deceitful and desperately sick, Jeremiah declares. Only when the Spirit of God plows the soil, our hearts, breaking up the hard ground, can the seed of the word take root. So when Jesus speaks in parables, he's doing two things at once. Fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy and extending grace. His parables are not meant to keep people out, but to invite the humble in, to awaken those whose heart the Spirit is already stirring. This is the grace of the King. The same Spirit who reveals Jesus also prepares the heart to receive him. Just as rain softens earth for seed, the Spirit softens hearts for the truth. That brings us the next and a very personal question. Are you hearing the king's word? Jesus begins this parable with a single command in verse 3. Listen. He says, listen. In Hebrew, the word for listen is shema. It means more than hearing with your ears. It means hearing with your heart, responding with in obedience. To hear biblically is to obey. So Jesus is asking, are you hearing my word in your heart right now and willing to obey? Because when Jesus explains why he speaks in parables, he says, the outsiders may hear but not understand. But insiders, his people, hear, understand, repent, and believe. And verse 9 says, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Jesus invites us to listen. Now Jesus gives us the parable of the sower to help us test our hearts. The sower goes out to sow, scattering seed freely. The seed is the word of God, and the sower is Christ himself, and all who proclaim this message. The same seed is sown everywhere, and it falls on four kinds of soil. The first, the seed on the path, hardened heart. The verse 4 says, as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. And Jesus explains it. These are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. These are the people who hear the word, but it never penetrates. Their hearts are hard, like a trampled path. Satan blinds their minds and keeping them from believing. If that's you today, hear Jesus again. Listen. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. The king can break up the hardest ground. The spirit plow can reach places no one else can touch. And pray. Please pray. Lord, soften me. Plow my heart. Let your word take root right now. There is no soil too hard for the grace of God. Second, the seed on rocky ground, shallow heart. It springs up quickly but has no depth. And Jesus explains, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. These are people who seem joyful at first, but their faith withers when following Jesus becomes costly. They love comfort more than Christ. Their root is in emotion, not conviction. It's the person who says, I love Jesus. But when it hurts because of Jesus' word, which is a contrast to the world, they quickly pull away. He fears the world more than Jesus, King Jesus, who saves and judges. It is like a plant growing in the thin layer of soil over stone. It looks healthy for a moment. But when the heat comes, when trials arrive, it withers. If that's you, Jesus says, listen. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Don't take emotion for endurance. Don't confuse excitement with faith. Real listening means letting the word go deep, deeper than feelings, down into conviction, down into obedience, down into trust trust during trials. When the heat of life arises, shallow roots won't survive. But deep roots in Christ will hold firm. Third, the seed among thorns divided the hearts. Their hearts are crowded. The word grows, but so do the weed. Jesus names them. Worries of life and deceitfulness of wealth and desires for other things. This is the person who says, yes, Lord, but also, yes, but world, but career, money, and comfort. They want Jesus, but not at the cost of their other loves. The result? The world is choked. No room for fruit. No space for growth. And it happens quietly. You don't notice weeds until they have taken over. The danger isn't rebellion. It's distraction. If it is you, King Jesus calls again, listen. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Let the Spirit pull the weeds. Let him clear the ground. Ask him to make your heart undivided. To love Christ above all else. Because you cannot bear fruit for the King if your heart is divided between Jesus and money and comfort. Finally, the seed in good soil, the receptive heart. Look at verse 8. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Jesus explains, these are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. This is the heart that truly listens. It hears the word, it receives it, it treasures it, it obeys it. Good soil isn't perfect soil. It's prepared soil. Soil that being plowed, softened, cleared by the Spirit of God. It's the heart that says, Lord, speak. I'm a sinner. Speak to me. Your servant is listening. When that happens, the word bears fruit, visible, lasting fruit. That's what it means to listen to the King. Not just to hear his word, but to welcome them, obey them, and let them change you from the inside out. Here is the miracle of regeneration, being born again. The heart that once hard, rocky, and thorny now welcomes his word with joy and obedience. But notice again, the same seed, the same sower, the same message, yet completely different result. The difference lies in the condition of the heart. The word divides and transforms. It exposes what kind of soil lies beneath the surface of our souls. But it also transforms, because wherever the Spirit has plowed the heart, that word will bear fruit. And this is the crucial biblical truth. Hearing the word that saves is the work of sovereign grace. Faith does not come from human willpower, but from divine awakening. As Romans chapter 10, verse 17 declares, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But that hearing is granted by God. Think of Lydia in Acts chapter 16, verse 14. She listened to the Paul's preaching, and Luke says, the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. That's how everyone and every conversion happens. The Lord opens the heart. If you are a path rocky and thorny, listen to Jesus and let the Spirit plow your heart. You will be transformed. The same word that once sounded dull becomes life-giving. The gospel that once seemed foolish becomes our treasure. So Jesus speaks to us today with the same urgency. Listen. He calls us to more than just hearing with our ears. He calls us to hear with our hearts, to receive the word and to obey. Listening is not passive, it's active. Jesus says in verse 9, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. The King is inviting every one of us to examine our hearts. The same word, the same seed falls on the old hearts. Ask yourself, what kind of soil is my heart today? Am I like a path hardened and trampled where the word bounces off? Am I like a rocky ground, shallow and quick to wither when trials come? Am I like a thorny ground, distracted and divided by worries, desires, and comfort? Or am I like a good soil, ready to receive the word and let it take root and to bear lasting fruit? Wherever your heart is, Jesus speaks. Listen. The Spirit is at work, plowing your heart, softening it, clearing it, and preparing it to receive the word. He transformed the soil so that the seed grows deep roots and bears fruit for the kingdom, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. The word of King is alive and active right now. It divides, it transforms, it exposes hardness, shallowness, and destruction. But it also awakens, renews, and produces life. Faith comes as we hear the word and let the Spirit open our hearts. So today, listen, not just with your ears, but with your heart. Receive the word, obey it, and take it root. Let it grow. Let it bear fruit. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. If our hearts are hard, rocky, and thorny, please, Lord, the Spirit of God comes and plows our hearts, soften our hearts. Lord, please bless us by your Spirit so that we can listen. Thank you for your invitation to listen to your word and give us salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.